I am here today for you guys. All right. I just wanted to, you know, I'm just super excited about crypto. I don't know about you guys. I'm a big time crypto investor. Okay. And I want to share this with you, this moment with you guys, because this is awesome. I remember a good friend of mine. He was actually a student of mine in years ago. He was a really good guy. His name was Worldly Traveler, and he was a student of mine for secure creditor work. And he taught me a lot. He was a crypto millionaire at the time, and he was a very, very awesome guy. So what I want to share with you is some information that he shared with me to make you guys wealthy, to make you rich. And they don't talk about that too much, okay? They really don't bring that up as much on which coins to invest in. That's going to make you wealthy, all right? So, hold on. Okay, here we go. So, there's a guy that we watch. His name is Ian Bellina. I highly recommend you start watching him. He is wonderful. He's absolutely a wonderful guy and extremely knowledgeable. And he knows how to invest in crypto, where you could be very, very rich, okay? I mean, I'm talking extremely rich. Let's see, hold on, now live, I'm trying to tell people. Now live, guys, I'm live, hello. Come join me, I'm just letting people know that I'm live now. Okay, because I want my folks to come on in and learn some things I'm gonna share with you. And I'm like, why would you want to learn from me, right? I made a boo-boo just recently, but, you know, I was not in the right frame of mind. And I'll tell you later about it. I'm just trying to get everybody in right now. Okay. Let's see if I can get some people in. But anyway, whether I get anybody in right now live, it's okay. I'm just going to go ahead and talk. Okay, so I've been involved with crypto in the crypto space since 2016, when I actually had a Bitcoin and it was at $700. I bought one Bitcoin for $700. I didn't really know much about it. All I knew is somehow it would be a good investment, but I was really, really, really new to the whole thing. For one, it was very, very difficult and hard to even get Bitcoin in the first place. It was very hard just to freaking buy the coin. It was like, where the hell do you buy the coin? And I would just be obsessed with it. You know, I would study the thing about Bitcoin and where I would buy the dang thing. And it was kind of a pain in the butt, right? So finally, I ended up buying Bitcoin, and somehow it landed in a Spanish wallet. And from Spain, they actually offered Visa cards at the time. I go, holy crap, I can buy things with Bitcoin. You know, with my Visa card. It was freaking awesome. This was way back in 2016. And so, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. I say, I'm gonna just try one Bitcoin and see what happens. I really didn't know. I could have bought a shitload of Bitcoin back then because I was making good money. I could at least put 10 grand in the damn thing. But I wasn't really sure. So 2017 rolled around after we went, my husband and I took a 2-month trip. We went to Hong Kong, we went to friggin' Dubai, Tenerife, the Canary Islands. I mean, we were all over the place for 2 months. And when we left the airport, I saw my coin, my Bitcoin, it was $700. And this was in September of 2017. Then something told me to look at the Bitcoin again in October when we were on the Canary Islands. Sure shit, that Bitcoin turned into $6,000. I was like, what? I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, if I would've, coulda, right? If I would've bought more Bitcoin, I would've made a lot more money. So I was really kicking myself in the ass, but you know, we enjoyed it. So we decided to take half of the Bitcoin, and we ended up using it for Emirates. We flew on the Emirates plane. It was freaking awesome. We were flying business class. And it was just wow. And we flew to Dubai and all that. It was the most amazing experience I've ever had. 2017 was my favorite year. That was the best year that ever happened in my life. So I learned from my experience. And then Bitcoin ends up going to 20 grand late. From October, it starts to go to 20 grand. November, December-ish. And it really started peaking at 2018 and all that. And then somehow, some way, I guess it started to go down in 2019 or something happened. I didn't really follow it at the time. I got so busy with life and just did a lot of stupid investment. Did a lot of stupid things with my Bitcoin, by the way, that was remaining. So because I've been involved in the crypto space that long, and then in 2019, that's when Worldly Traveler came into our lives. And he was our student to become a secure creditor because he had child support after him and all this stuff. So we helped him out and it worked. You know, he was able to get rid of child support and all that stuff. And not only that, because he's on the private side, he could not have a bank account. The poor guy could not have a bank account in Canada or in the United States. They would hawk his money for child support. It was ridiculous. And he was constantly go back and forth in courts to fight. Still screwing him, okay? And I'm sure a lot of you people have gone through this experience, getting screwed, blued, and tattooed with child support and getting charged more and more and more than what they should be charging. So he ended up finding another route, and he just got into crypto. And he said, you know what, heck, if I cannot use, you know, a bank, I'm going to use crypto. So from there, he started investing in Bitcoin. And he taught me what to do. He taught me a lot. And We hung out online a lot, you know, on Telegram when Bitcoin just started going back up again. It went from 8 grand in 2020, then it started freaking climbing up again, like way the hell up. And we're talking way, way, way the hell up up there. And then before you know it, 2022, you know, it 2021, 22, and 2, the ultimate high, whatever, was actually 2021 was 70 grand. So around 2021 to 2022, I was being trained by Worldly Traveler, and he was really teaching me, this is what you do. These are the coins to you know, look into. These are the gurus you need to watch. That's going to really 100x your money. Bitcoin is not going to 100x your money anymore. It used to be that way. It used to be that crazy before. But, you know, sure, it has a tendency to do that. I mean, who knows? It could go to, they're speculating that Bitcoin could possibly go to, and I know this, I already feel it's going to happen, 100 to 200 grand, easy, okay? That's if you just have one Bitcoin, you're like, oh, I just got my 200 grand, you know, that's it. But if you were to invest in altcoins, certain good altcoins, I'm not talking about any freaking altcoins now, you need to be very, very careful. You invest in really good, sturdy altcoins, and you look at you go check out the white papers, and you know, go to their website and really check how many people are on the team. If it's like one or two people, I mean, really, make sure there's a lot of people on the team. It's been around. This coin's been around for a while. It's got a really high market cap value. You really want to make sure that that's a really good coin. And I'm going to give you some little gems. I'm going to drop some gems for you guys, okay? So now that I have a lot more knowledge than I ever did, and you know what coins to stay away from and what exchanges to stay away from, that's another thing. You got to be very careful when you're on certain exchanges, and you have to make sure that these crypto exchanges are going to be that are very reputable. Like, for example, we have Bitso in Mexico, Latin America, all of Latin America, even Argentina. It was created in Argentina, and that freaking country needed it more than ever. They've been around for many, many, many years, and they are very, very strong. And you can actually trust them. And they just now issued a Visa card. So if you're Mexican or you're a resident here in Mexico, you could freaking get your Bitso card. MasterCard and connect it to your crypto account. Okay. So I have, you know, my money there, but mainly I have it on my, if it's not on my hard wallet, you know, if you have a hard wallet, is something that's offline. and it's tangible wallet like Trezor or Ledger. That's where you really want to keep your crypto. But unfortunately, you know, they don't have many crypto options or crypto coin options. Mainly there's Dogecoin, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other little coins, but not many that you really want. So that's the only downfall about having the hard wallet. I'm sure you could find something that has a crapload of altcoins at addresses that you can add to it. The best exchange that's pretty much anonymous is Exodus. I really love Exodus. I've been with them for many, many years. And they're absolutely wonderful. But don't do the stupid shit that I did just recently by giving your keys away on a website. I did something so stupid because I was so vulnerable. I wasn't feeling good. I was on my cycle. I wasn't feeling right. But I was very desperate to try to recoup my crypto. Because I sent my Rune crypto over. It was running on an ERC blockchain, Ethereum blockchain, and I sent it to an X Rune on my Thor wallet, and I could still recuperate it. And so the Thor community that was connected to the Thor chain was like, I thought that they were there to help, and there was nothing but freaking scammers. And he goes, and one guy totally won a little bit and got some money for me, but not too much, only like maybe $800. Which I was able to make right away, no problem. But I thought it was a professional website. I really checked and I made sure most of my coins were out of there before I did this, because I wasn't feeling right about this guy. I wasn't sure, but yeah, I was desperate to get my freaking coins back, which is worth $600-$700 right now. And you know, so I got screwed over. Don't ever give your keys over to anybody at all. The only thing that you would do to give your keys is if you're dealing with MetaMask, DeFi types of wallets, and you're trying to create a brand new MetaMask, or you're trying to log into a MetaMask, and the MetaMask is going to ask you for your keys to make sure that you are who you are, that's connected to your passcode. That's the only thing, okay? Or a Coinbase wallet, no problem. And no one will look in your keys or anything. It's an app that is between you and MetaMask. You and Coinbase wallet, there is no third party at all. That is what DeFi is. DeFi wallets are, okay? Just wanted to let you know. But the exchanges like Bitso, there's a third party. Coinbase, there's a third party. Binance, there's a third party. MT Gox, many, many, many years ago, when Bitcoin was really getting hot, there was an exchange called MT Gox. Right when I was about to get into Bitcoin, I was about to go in and get an address. You know, I think that's when I started, and I was about to put my Bitcoin in there. The next day, the freaking exchange went down and kept everybody's Bitcoin. And they just finally released people's Bitcoins this year. And we're talking about 8 years ago. It was bad. It was bad. I was so glad. And I freaked out. I said, fuck, I don't know if I want to really get into Bitcoin. I don't really know about, this is a wild, wild west for me, you know? So now that I've learned so much, I've acquired so much freaking knowledge and learned from, you know, through my expensive lessons, just losing my ass on the exchanges and losing my butt and learning never to give your money or away to a guy that can trade. They say that they can trade for you and then lose your money. I mean, I went through so much stupid shit. I can go on and on about that. But the thing is, I'm speaking out right now to you because I'm trying to share as much as I can so you don't go through what I went through. Okay. I don't want you to lose a bunch of money. I want you to be careful. And I do this from the bottom of my heart because I really want to teach people this. And this is all free information here on this podcast that you can learn right now. I want you all to get rich because we're all going to get really, really rich for 2024. So Balena is a guy to watch. Ian Balena, look him up. Ian Balena under Tokenomics. Start watching his videos on YouTube. He's wonderful. He turned his $25,000 in altcoins, not Bitcoin, but in really good altcoins. Within a year, he turned it from 25 grand to $5 million. Okay. So you're not going to get rich on Bitcoin. Yes, Bitcoin is very safe. Ethereum is very safe. They're very, very solid. But you don't want to really invest too much in Bitcoin you want to invest in really good, sturdy altcoins. So when the altcoins go up and it's all-time high, before it goes down, you know, before it moves into the winter, you're going to freaking sell it. And then you move it over your Bitcoin or your Ethereum. Okay. That's what they do. This is what the gurus are doing. And then they're creating their own coins. And I've noticed there were some guys, and I'm not going to talk about it too much, but there's some people that were creating some coins like Magic and some other coins. And it was more of a pump and dump. They really scam people. And I was following a mentor for a very long time. He had a lot of good information, but at the same time, he was doing the pump and dump scheme where, okay, we have this coin, buy into it now. So, and everybody warned us it's a pump and dump because they know that we're moving into the bear market. They know this, but they're trying to get their last round of money by using their app, their coin that they created. And it was for like, what do you call it? It was for games, virtual game, reality game, or some type of virtual game, but you can get paid doing it. But it didn't really look that enhanced. You know, a good friend of mine was talking about it and we're like, well, you know, it doesn't really look that enhanced. Like something kind of looked fishy. So what I did, I invested like maybe $1,500 in it and then it went up to 12 grand. Well, I could have sold at 12, but I waited and then it went down to 8 and that's when I sold. Boom. So I made good money. And then it was a pump and dump. Sure shit. It went down to nothing. Okay. Like it really dumped worse than any other coin. So those are the things you got to be careful. But if you're really smart and you're like, you know what? Hey, I know the trend. I know exactly what's going on, but this is a coin that's going to be hot. People are just buying in and it's a risk. It's a very, very risky coin, but you know that the more it will pump for maybe a few weeks, you buy into it and then wait for the damn thing to pump. And then when it gets to the little high, then you freaking sell that baby. You can make quick money. So that's what I did in the past. Okay. But now what I'm doing, you know, I've been building up my crypto empire for some time. So pretty much majority of my coins are in altcoins and I have a little bit of Bitcoin. Okay. That's pretty much it. A majority, I have more in altcoins than I have in Bitcoin because this 2024 is going to go crazy. So the coins that I'm going to name for you, I mean, again, this is not financial advice, but read about it. Do your own discernment. Okay. Matic is a really good coin. Polygon, it's run on a Polygon blockchain. So Matic, M-A-T-I-C, is really, really something to invest in right now. It's like point, let's see, where is it at right now? I'm going to go ahead and check my trading view and give you guys an idea. Matic is at 0.8241. Pretty soon it's going to be a penny. So that's something to invest in. It's very, very sturdy and strong. Dogecoin, USDT, that's something to really invest in. It's at 0.079. It's going to explode again. Shiba Inu is going to explode. It's at 0.000000, like 509271. That is going to freaking explode. That's something you want to invest in too, because you can buy a lot more with a little less money. Solana is a really good coin to invest in. Radium, that's run on a Solana blockchain network, is really, really good to invest. I invested in Colt like last year because one of the gurus said to invest, and I put $1,500, so I got like 2 billion or 26 billion of those coins. So that's going to take some time to move up. I mean, it could move up this coming up bull run. Which I'm very certain of it. And if it does, then hell yeah, that's going to be really wonderful. ADA Cardano is really, really good to invest in. Something to invest in that as well. It's a very, very strong project. They've been around for a while. Cosmos is a really good coin. That is very, very stable. They got a lot of people, I think over 100 people on the team of developers, and it seems to be a very sturdy coin. Okay. So Ethereum, of course, you know, Bitcoin, of course. That would be, and Pepe, you know, that's another coin, but I wouldn't really put too much. I would put maybe, you know, $200 if you can afford to lose $1,000, because it is risky. It's very risky. It made a lot of people rich earlier this year. They were millionaires because of it, but then something happened and the project kind of went down for a bit. And, you know, it, to me, it's very risky. So, I mean, if you're going to put some money, you know, put what you can lose, what you're afford to lose. You know, if you put $500, okay, fine. There could be a possibility. I'm going to bet on that, that thing's going to go like crazy. And you can get millions of them, millions of those coins right now with $200, $500. You can get millions of those freaking coins. Okay. But again, it could be very risky. And when it makes good money, when it goes to its all-time high, sell right away, move it into Bitcoin or Ethereum, one of the really, really good sturdy coins. So anyway, that's where I'm at right now. And that, just this information alone is really, really, really going to save your life. Okay. So, of course, do your own discernment. Look around for other coins. I mean, you may not agree with me with Shiba and all that, but it is 3 million people following Shiba. I mean, it's pretty big. Shiba Inu made a lot of people rich last year or the year before. Dogecoin made a lot of people rich. So just know that. And according to DaVinci Jeremy, he said, and he's a freaking crypto millionaire, he bought Bitcoin when it was at a dollar. So... yeah, he's a millionaire because of that. But he also mentioned Dogecoin is going to be around for a very long time. Shiba Inu is going to be around for a very long time. So, you know, you just have to have the patience. And I'm not talking, oh, you put the money in and then next month you're going to be rich. No, you're going to have patience. Now, the good news, we are coming out of the winter. And the winter only lasts like a year and a half. That's when the coins go way down to hardly anything, but it is the best time to buy. It is the best time to buy your coins during the bear market and the winter when it's dead for a year and a half. You scoop them babies like crazy, okay? Then now we're coming out of the winter. We're moving into the bull market, the beginning onset of the bull market. So the Bitcoin halving is going to be March and April. When that's when Bitcoin's going to freaking explode. That's when Bitcoin explodes and the altcoins are going to follow. Now, I heard that again around January, Bitcoin could probably go to 100 grand. It could be very quite possible. Or 70 grand, the all-time high that it was in 2021 in November. It can go into another high, which could be possible, 100 grand, okay? So what happens when Bitcoin goes up, all the altcoins are going to start popping like popcorn. So, but see, the altcoins like Matic, Shiba Inu, you know, Cardano, all these other altcoins, they can 100x. They could 50x. They could 10x or whatever. You want to go with a coin that is going to 100x. Those are the ones that are going to make you rich. So I highly recommend follow that guy, Ian Bellina on YouTube, just like Worldly Traveler told me. That's how you're going to be very, very wealthy. Of course, use your own discernment, read, do your own research, read the white paper. White paper is like the annual report of each crypto coin. Okay? So you could tell I'm really into this. I'm talking crypto lingo. And this is the new way of currency. These currencies, these types of coins are going to set you free if you're doing it correctly right. People are too busy focusing on the fiat money, what's going to happen with the banks, what's going to happen with this new election, what's going to happen if they're going to vote for the right president and all this stuff. And yes, I have to say the elections do affect the crypto because when Trump was in the office, Bitcoin went really, really wild. But what I'm saying is, the old ways of doing things, of following what's going on with the fiat dinosaur markets, you know, that are IOU notes that have no value. I'm talking about the U.S. dollar. That's old school for me. That's old news for me. Okay, I actually tell my clients if they want to invest, if they want to, you know, buy a package from me to become a secure creditor or have a you know, foreign trust set up, I definitely take crypto. I prefer to have crypto assets rather than fiat money. That ain't worth nothing. But either way, I can always change it over. But that's how much belief I have in crypto. Like most of my portfolio, we have a lot more crypto than we do fiat money. Okay, especially now because our crypto just went crazy. it went crazy, like nuts. Like, what the hell just happened this past couple months with October hitting and November, they call it. That's when the 2 months, October and November, are the 2 months that is known for throughout the history of Bitcoin where crypto goes crazy. Okay. So it's already starting. And I remembered in October of 2017, my Bitcoin went from $700 to $6,000. Now, the only time, like all the only time that the October, November was last year because we were moving into the winter, it wasn't really doing much. That's when we were like, okay, we're going to use it, take advantage as much as we can before everything goes to caca. So this bull market, according to Ian Bellina, he said that this bull market is going to be the longest bull market ever because now a lot of institutions are getting involved and buying up a lot of Bitcoin, buying up a lot of Ethereum and a lot of these other altcoins. And also the Bitcoin ETF should be approved anytime in the next few days. It should be approved. If not, they'll probably hold it until January. But that's why you're seeing the Bitcoin just pumping like crazy right now. So either way, when the Bitcoin halving happens in March, April, get prepared. And if you're holding on to some really awesome altcoins, you're going to be tripping the hell out. You're going to say, holy shit, Joanna, you know what? I cannot believe I put $1,000 in this altcoin and I'm seeing like 10 grand. Holy freaking, like it's going to blow your mind. You're going to explode. Or if you're putting a lot more money into the altcoins, you're going to see 20K or whatever or more. Okay. See, when I got back into the crypto scene, I didn't get back in when the Bitcoin bull market, when the bull market started, in the beginning of the bull market where we're at right now. Okay. I was not aware of it back then. When Bitcoin turned to $6,000, I had no idea. I had no knowledge. I had no experience. Now with my experience, now with my knowledge, now with my training from a worldly traveler and other crypto gurus, I'm freaking more than prepared and ready. And I'm going to let you know, 2024, it's going to be awesome. That's all I'm going to say. You know, we're going to move into multimillionaire status even more. 2024, 2025, to 2026. So the bull run is the bull market is happening now. We're in the beginning of the bull market. So when the Bitcoin halving happens from that moment on, it's going to go on until March 2026 to November 2026. So around that time, you better be prepared to sell your altcoins because they're not really yours unless you sell and make profit off of it. Okay. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are scared to sell their altcoins into USDT or Bitcoin into USDT because they're afraid of the tax guy. I don't have to worry about that because I am a secure creditor and a foreign agent who has let the IRS know that I'm completely tax exempt. I don't have to worry. And it really kills my head. It hurts my head when I hear about these crypto gurus talking. They're like, oh my God, and the crypto, but when you sell the taxes, you're going to pay and you're going to have to calculate the taxes when you sell. I'm like, that just does my head in. I don't even understand that. I'm like, taxes, what the hell is that? Like, I haven't gotten involved in taxes in freaking, I don't know how many years, I couldn't count. Like 10, 15 years ago, I don't even know. I can't even count anymore. Okay, so that hurts my head. But if you are a crypto person and you're a crypto investor, you're like, oh my God, but I don't want to have to pay taxes on my crypto, then becoming a secure creditor is the way to go. I'm sorry. Getting your foreign trust set up is the way to go to transmit your social security number into an estate number. That's the way to go. You'll never have to worry about that ever again. Or you can move to Dubai. That's another option. You can move to Dubai. It's completely tax-free, tax-exempt. And, you know, you have to have a good amount of money to get your residency and you can have your business there or be a crypto investor license and temporary residency there. And you can live a tax-free existence over there. Okay. So there's ways around it. You can go move to Puerto Rico. That's another way. You can move to Puerto Rico. You don't have to pay taxes if you're an American. Or again, become a secure creditor. I mean, that's the way to go. So, because why you want to do that, and I'm going to tell you why, because of the biometrics. I don't know if you've heard, but if you've checked, there's a website for you to go to. It's called Biometrics Update or biometricupdate.com, something like that. Just Google it, Biometric Update. They are actually using the biometrics right now to connect with your CBDC currency. This is the type of digital cashless society that the that England is using, UK, Europe. They're going to be attaching your biometrics, your fingerprints, to your social security number if you're American, to your SIN number if you're Canadian, to your national insurance number if you're British, to whatever number you have over there in Europe, you know, here in Mexico, to your CURP number and all this stuff. They're going to attach that, okay? And with that, you're not going to be able to escape. You're not able to escape the wrath that is coming for even people that are into crypto, because if you're into exchanges and you need to exchange your crypto, because that's what's going to happen. That's why you move your crypto coins onto exchanges, because you cannot exchange in your hard crypto wallet. Okay. You have to move it into an exchange to be able to exchange your coins. Or you can use DeFi. That is another one. DeFi exchanges utilizing like MetaMask, Coinbase Wallet, or DeFi, or other type. Well, you know what I mean. Those wallets are not exchanges. Wallets, and they are connected to some type of DeFi, like OneInch or Uniswap. Sorry, Uniswap. That's a DeFi place to do your exchanges, where you don't have to throw in your KYC. Now your KYC is going to be connected to your biometrics, okay? And you're going to find a lot of those restrictions. You're going to be like, crap, you know, if they use your biometrics and your KYC and you're on an exchange and they're like, oh crap, you're American. Oh crap, sorry, we don't take Americans. And trust me, there are places that they will not take Americans to do their exchanges, like Bybit. If you're American, they will not take you. Okay. It's that bad, because they don't want to deal with all the debtors. United States Americans, American citizens are the worst debtors in the world right now. And a lot of these freaking exchanges, crypto exchanges, do not, the moment you flash your passport, they will not take you. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. But the moment you show them your social, but let's say the estate exchanged into or transmuted into the estate number, you can throw that out, and then they'll know who you are. They'll know that, okay, you're fine, not a problem. You see what I mean? Because you are now a foreign agent. You are now secured. You're a secured creditor. You don't have a problem. So a lot of the people that are all over the world that are going to be connected to their biometrics, connected to their thumbprint, connected to their Vax pass and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? They're going to have a very hard time, because if they're running their lives working for the digital currency of their country, they're going to be screwed. It's going to be like the Hunger Games, okay? This is serious. And this is why the work I've been doing for so many years is so freaking important. But you will find out the truth when if you haven't done anything, and the IRS, you know, pretty soon the IRS is talking about being abolished next year. I don't know when. It could be just talk. Who knows? But I'll tell you something right now, what's going on with the bank system. Right now with the bank system, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, their systems just crashed, okay? And from what I heard, they were about to use the new treasury notes. And something happened that they were not allowed to use it. I think something to do with the UN said, no, you cannot do it. So what happened? People in Bank of America are waiting for their freaking deposits, and now they're being told, oh, the deposits aren't going to hit until the 26th of November or 29th of November, when they're going to start moving into the brand new system, okay? And this system is not going to be very, very, very good. this system, like I said, they're using this to move into the new CBDC or whatever. And what I've heard, that all the banks are going to crash in January, or the banking system is going to crash in the United States. And before you know it, it's going to be all CBDC sometime next year, once they finally finalize it. So you really don't want to be there on that, in that line. You don't want to be where all the chattels are there. Okay, because you're screwed, blued, and tattoo. And then even if you're a crypto trader, the only time that you're going to be safe with your crypto, even if you're a chattel, is you're going to have it in your hard drive. That's going to be fine because no one owns your coins, no one owns your keys. But the moment you decide, oh crap, I need to exchange it, you know, if you want to exchange your Bitcoin for something else and you need your KYC, then you're screwed, blued, and tattooed. That's just it. And you're going to notice why a lot of these exchanges are going to be asking for your KYC, and it really does suck. It really does. They say, oh, it's for your protection. Bullshit. They want to track you down. That's why. Okay. So a crypto's great. It's wonderful. Getting in the crypto space, it's going to save your ass. But you have to be mindful of the exchanges. And this is what Worldly Traveler and I talked about in our video, because he said being a secure creditor and a crypto trader or crypto investor goes hand in hand beautifully. You don't ever have to use the fiat dollars anymore. You just live on crypto. That, if you want to be free, you want to talk about being free and not a slave, living on crypto and being a secure creditor, that's the way to go. Okay. That has worked for me completely. And I don't even have to worry about anything ever. Ever. I don't have to worry, because when everyone goes into the Vax Pass system, the biometrics, and they're locked in, and then they move into a communist society where everyone has to make the exact same money, and they want to, you know, and if something happens and you're, they don't really like what you're doing on social media, they can totally freeze your accounts. That's the problem. They can freeze your freaking accounts. They can turn everything off when they want to. Okay. But if you are free with your crypto and you're free to trade and all this stuff, you don't ever have to worry about it. But you've got to worry about the Wild West. You have to be careful in, you know, which exchange you're putting your money into. You got to be really, really using a lot of your due diligence and really studying the markets in the crypto markets and studying the coins, studying the exchanges, all of that stuff. Okay. So that's the way to go. Being very, very, very careful. So, but I'm excited. You know, if you want to invest and you want to make a killing and you want to keep your money and you want to keep it safe, then you want to invest in a hard wallet. A hard wallet is Trezor or Ledger. I prefer Trezor. I like Trezor. I've used Trezor for a very long time. I had Ledger, but it wasn't really that good for some reason. It was like a USB Ledger or Nano Ledger, and it just got bad real quick. So who knows what coins I had at the time, kind of screwed it up. I had a Keep Key Safe, and that thing went out as well. So far, Trezor is number one for me, okay? Trezor, hard wallet, you put it in an EMF bag, and you keep that baby safe, and you put that in a safe, a real safe. You keep that really, really close and protected. So, and then whenever you want to move your coins over, you know, I use Exodus.io, or just type in Exodus wallet. That is an anonymous wallet. You can, you know, you'll have your seeds on there. You'll have your password, and you can use your facial recognition to protect it, give it a lot of protection. And yes, there is a third party, but it's very, very anonymous. Like, you don't have to worry about your coins. They have been around for many, many, many years, and they're very highly trusted. If you don't want to trust them, then you would use MetaMask and a Coinbase wallet or some other type of DeFi wallet, like Uniswap and 1inch or something like that. Those are very, very awesome to use as well. So, you know, you just got to do a lot of studying. That's it. But if you invest, let's say, in Dogecoin right now, guys, or Shiba Inu or Cardano or Matic, you know, these coins that I've been bringing up, you will definitely, I'm sure you're going to see an awesome turnaround. And I'll tell you, before Dogecoin got really big, I put $25 in Dogecoin. And this was back in the end of the year of 2020. I think it was the end of the year of 2020 or 2021. I got to remember, but I put $25 on Dogecoin in one December, and in April it went up to $1,700. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Imagine if you put, if I would have put $1,000 in Dogecoin at the time, I would have made a shitload of money. I would have made a lot more than $25. Okay. So I'm telling you guys right now, Dogecoin is low right now. Shiba is low right now. Matic is low right now. Cardano is low right now. All these other coins are very low. Take advantage of them right now. And then you're going to see a mega turnaround. Okay. That's the way to go. And always be, do your due diligence in learning about your coins. But anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm very happy to share this information with you. Check out Ian Bellina's information. I would just follow him. He really has a lot, and he also has a crypto investing book that you can find on his website on Token Metrics. I believe it's tokenmetrics.com. You can check him out. All right, guys. So much love and light, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful month of November. Upvember this month, you're going to start seeing a lot of amazing things happening, a lot of amazing developments. But more than anything, be very patient, because within the next few months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, you're going to see your coins in a whole other level, and it's going to change your life. All right, guys, take care. Bye for now. And if you want to become a secure creditor, go to securecreditor.com, get your Silver Bullet Trust set up, change your status as well to protect what you have, protect your status, and be bulletproof. Bye for now.